I just don't know if I would like to go with you.
And you might say, if you were asked to go somewhere without your husband, you might say, well, I won't go, he goes.
Unless.
Okay. And this phrase, if, let's say somebody is just watching you work, you might turn to them and say, well, why didn't you just stand there and watch me helping me?
Without having?
Or if?
Instead of having.
Or if you're talking about a very sick friend of yours who's not likely to get any better, you might say, well, it just seems he won't get better.
It appears that he won't get any better.
Or it seems.
I would say that.
You would say that. But you had to say it.
It seems like he will not improve.
Okay. All right. This, most of these have to do with religion. If a person becomes a member of a church, you say he did what?
He joined the church.
Okay. And in church you pray to?
God.
Okay. And so you say the minister delivered a fine?
Message.
Or?
Sermon.
Okay. And talking about, let's say, a sunset, if it really appeals to you, you might say, well, my goodness, that certainly is a sunset.
Beautiful.
This expression, if I'm going to church and I have a flat tire on the way, I might say, oh great, church will be over when I get there.
By the time I get there.
Again, getting back to religion, what would people call the enemy or the opposite of God?
The devil.
Any other name?
Satan.
Have you ever heard parents try to frighten their children into behaving by saying, if you don't behave, so-and-so's going to get you?
Devil.
Book of Man?
Oh, yeah, something like that. The Book of Man.
Is that the same thing for that?
I don't know.
Something bad. These things that people claim that they might see around graveyards, they call them...
Monuments?
Well, you know, they're...
Ghosts.
Yeah, okay. Any other names for people use? Spooks? Spirits? Hanks?
Spirits.
If they get in a house, they say that is a...
haunted house.
All right, this adverb I'm looking for, you might say, well, better put a sweater on, it's getting chilly.
Outside.
All right, or it's filling in the blank, it's getting chilly.
Kind of chilly.
Okay. Or this situation, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd not.
I'd rather not.
This situation, say a man owns 1,500 acres of land, talking about the quantity of land, you say, oh, so-and-so sure owns the land.
A lot of land?
Okay. Anything else you've heard besides that? I prefer the quantity. Do you ever hear the phrase, right smart? That's a right smart land he's got. Never heard that at all. What would be a strong way of saying, of agreeing with somebody rather than just saying yes? You might say, why? I'll do that for you.
Well, sure. Of course I'll do that for you.
Okay. And what you started to say, why?
Sure, I'll do that for you.
Okay. What would you say to an older woman as a term of, well, just being polite, rather than just saying yes, you'd say?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and to a man it would be.
Yes, sir.
This expression, somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he dreaded the place.
Really dreaded the place.
Okay, if you go outside, it's not just a little cold outside, it's cold.
Freezing.
Or it's blank cold.
Extremely cold.
Okay, any other thing you would say?
Really cold.